You're listening to Passions with Details. I am Mrs. Smith. I hope everybody's doing well today. I want to touch bases on our community. I had the pleasure of just going out and enjoying the view. As I enjoy the view, though, you know, I know everybody is privy to what you're seeing, and it is upsetting to each one of us that's been around here for a long time, knowing that because of the COVID, they are eliminating certain academics for children. You know, also when it comes to internet, free phone service, all that stuff that was keeping us going, they are now announcing that it will be depleting. So where do we turn to now? Are there any other services out there for people who need the resources? Right now, myself and other people are coming together so we can build a safe net for this community. Not only that, resources that are accessible to each one of us that need them. I was thinking and sitting here today, pondering on what else do we need around here. And talking with my elders, it's not how it used to be back then. And I do believe that we need a platform so we can once congregate on what can we do, especially as a community, and then go down to the district with our concerns. It can't not just be myself and a couple people. It has to be the whole community behind this. And not just that, just so we can have a better, safer neighborhood. You see that they are passing stuff in the legislation for homelessness, but we still see homeless people. And I'm not understanding that. I don't even understand why, for the school system as well, they have their own entity. So if we go down to the district, oh no, that's the school that has to handle their own priorities over there. We don't deal with the school and what to pass and not to pass. And that's kind of ridiculous to me. It's because when there's allotment of money, you guys do provide that. But when it comes to concerned citizens or parents about what's going on at that, at the school systems, you have no answers. There's a lot of people out here on the streets, but then there's no mentors. There's fewer mentors as it is. And that needs to happen, because when people come out of prison for a long time, they're stuck with a routine. Somebody is telling them what to do, how to do things, and when to do it. So if they don't have that track record coming out in the public, we get what is unsuspected, you know. And we see a lot of these car thefts, and we see a lot of these people coming to the homes and people living underneath your steps when you walk down the door, walk downstairs, come out your door. And we're afraid of them, right? They're afraid of us as more as we're afraid of them. They don't know what to do. We also see, you know, there's a lot of disturbance when it comes to these communities, my community with the minorities. I know that knowledge is power. And we sit and we want these things, but we gotta sit and educate ourselves so that way we can be in a place to have some to dictate what we can do, say, when to go. I was, let me tell you this. I was at a building and I'm just standing there overhearing people tell another person that is an employee, they are gossiping, right? About a client and saying, well, you're not getting any benefits. And I this is not the first time that I heard this. This is another incident. And I'm just listening to this woman cackle and laugh about it like, oh, well, I know I'm going to get fired. This is what I'm saying right then and there. What is help when there's not people really helping? There's a lot of people hiring just people that really need to be background. I mean, checked from head to toe. But not even that, even being background checked from head to toe, they need somebody on that side of town walking back and forth. And they wonder why, oh, my car just got carjacked, or I got carjacked. And you can't believe it's happening to you, but it's like you're sitting up there gossiping about people. And then you want somebody to be sorry for you. I don't understand none of this. And it's an everyday thing. It's not a sometime thing. It's continuing to be like that. It's just, there's a lot of budget cuts right now for jobs. Yes. But are they cutting the right people? We need to start building ourselves for success and show them what success is really about. And that's exactly why I said that I wanted to build this platform to where we can come and speak and share our knowledge to the community. I'm putting it together. And I will let you guys know when that will be. I just want you guys to sit on that and think about that and come up with ideas. Come up with ideas, because I would like for you guys to speak. I would like for your voice to be heard. I would like to implement anything that is going to be beneficial for our Tacoma. Right now, I wanted to let you guys know about upcoming events that's taking place. We have the UW College Tour going on, and it's March 1st, 2024, time frame of 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The location, University of Washington, Seattle, 1410 Northeast Campus Parkway, Seattle, Washington, 98195. We also have the Washington State Trio Association Civic Leadership Conference 2024, coming at April 12th, Saturday through April 13th. This will be held at the Evergreen State College, 270 Evergreen Parkway, Northwest Olympia, Washington 98505. We also have, on March 1st, I want everybody, and I do mean everybody, to get up to this site, uwpc.org/GRIT-20-APP. And the reason being is because they're giving away $500 a month to applicants. And the requirements are detailed on the site. So you all, I encourage you all to apply. This is the second time. Again, the site is uwpc.org/GRIT-20-APP. I also have another upcoming event that actually has already been happening. It's every Thursday at the Goodwill in Tacoma. The address is 714 South 27th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And a man of Peter Chase will be there. I encourage you all to come, and food is provided. Bring your children if you can. And it's where you can get resources, education, and come together. It's one of those places that you can get help from. It's very beneficial. So if you can, make your dreams come true. This is Passions with Detail, and I am Mrs. Smith. Have a good night.